Thank you, Jerry and Joe. Sounds like the lawn's getting a good cutting there in Texas. Blue Jays win it 12-4, and the phone lines are open, and let's get right to it. Jays talk for only about 20 minutes tonight, and then tomorrow there won't be a Jays talk, probably. If there is, it'll be a brief one with a weekday day game happening. So let's get to your calls. Blue Jays two games up on the New York Yankees. For first in the East, they've won 21 of 25. Devin is in Barry, and you're going to lead things off.
Hi, guys. Devin here.
Hi, Devin.
Not a real in-depth comment I want to make. I remember in 92, 93, then how electric the city was when they were going for the World Series. I really, really think that this squad has a real shot at it.
Glad to hear that people around this fine province are excited about the Toronto Blue Jays. It's wonderful that this country has gotten behind this team. Randy is in Moncton. Hey, Randy.
Hey, Mike. It's great when the Blue Jays can score as much as the Argos these days. Holy smoke. 20 games, 10 runs or more. What's the normal for a season? Is it like 8 or 9? I mean, it just seems like a lot of games this year that they've been double-digiting. But
well, it's a club record. So yeah. It's clearly not normal. I would wager most teams, it's a half dozen or so, maybe 8 or 9, maybe, but I don't know. That's just what I'm thinking off the top of my head here.
Yeah, me too. They already answered my Drew Hutchinson question. It's Saturday he pitches.
Yep.
Do you think Matt Hegg gets a call up again in September to play a little bit? I mean, he won't get a lot of time with this group.
Yeah. No, I think he gets called up. I don't know how they're going to find him playing time, but yeah, I think he'll get called up.
All right. Oh, and one more thing. Look, Joe covered the Joe, and I'm not a big New York Yankee fan. You know, we've all been through the thing. I don't think the Yankees did anything wrong yesterday. Carlos Gomez hits a home run, makes it a 9-0 game, flips the bat, and starts looking toward the dugout. But this is all about Carlos Gomez showing off. That's all this was.
Well, it's because of what happened.
There was no need of it.
It's because of what happened in the at bat. Previous to that, when Carlos Gomez popped up and showed had a huge expression of anger and frustration, and that offended the Yankees terribly, and Joe Girardi was yelling at him on his way back to the dugout, and the catcher John Ryan Murphy got in his way on his way back to the dugout, and the benches emptied and all that stuff happened. Then he hits a home run in his next at bat, and of course he's going to pimp the hell out of it after what had happened before. Look, people are going to react in different ways on stuff like that, and playing the game right or playing the game some people say playing the game the white way and all of that stuff. The fact of the matter is there's a sign in David Price's locker that he's had in Tampa. He had it in Detroit, and he has it now with the Blue Jays. And it says, if you don't like it, pitch better. And that's what it comes down to. If you don't want him celebrating, get him out. Plain and simple. Kyle's in Oakville. Hey, Kyle.
How are you, Mike? How are you, sir?
I'm all right, thank you. Go ahead.
It's always good to celebrate a nice Blue Jays win, as always. This year, I mean, like, I've been, I'm just wowed by, like, their performance. I mean, like, against Texas last night, I find the Rangers, they do a lot, they've been doing a lot of errors in this season, or in this series, sorry. And you know what? They've been just, I'm not surprised why the Blue Jays are winning so much against them right now. And, I'm just glad they are.
Yeah, I think it has a lot less to do with the fact that the Rangers have made two errors in the two games than the fact that the Blue Jays have been really, really good and taking advantage of opportunities, and the bullpen's been terrific and all of that stuff. But, yeah, this is a playoff team. I mean, not anymore. The Texas Rangers have been knocked out of the second wild card in the American League. Tonight, the Minnesota Twins got the win. 5-3 over Tampa Bay to leapfrog up and over them. But this is a playoff team, and this is a team that had won 14 of 20 before the Blue Jays came to town. So this has a lot more to do with the Blue Jays than it does with the Rangers, despite the fact that the winning run scored on a throwing error last night in the ninth inning. Chris is in Toronto. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, go ahead.
Long-time listener. Love the Jays. Just need to know, Price, obviously, our number one guy going to him. Now, who's
can you turn your radio down?
Yeah, turn the radio down. Turn the radio. Yeah,
that'll let you concentrate on what you're saying.
Burley's struggling lately. Dickie's struggling. Is it Estrada that goes? Or are we pulling up? Can he prove that he's our next?
Are you talking about the playoffs?
We're talking playoffs.
Okay. The fact that Dickie and Burley have had two bad starts in a row at the end of August has nothing to do with the playoffs, right?
Right.
So you can't. First of all, they got to make the playoffs first, which we all think they will. But two, you don't put a playoff rotation together on August 25th. I think that, like you said, David Price is going to be the number one guy. Marcus Stroman could wind up being the number two. I mean, there's a scenario that exists, and it doesn't look like it's too far-fetched, that sees Marcus Stroman make his Blue Jays debut this season on September 12th. In New York against the Yankees. That's the way the calendar has it set up with what the Blue Jays said today about how Stroman's rehab is going to run. And if he's ready to go and he can make that start in September 12th, then he gets four or five starts. And if he's the Marcus Stroman that he was last year, he'll be the Blue Jays' number two starter in the playoffs. And maybe it would go Dickie Stroman because that combo worked so well last year, and then Burley would be fourth. Now that's a lot to hope for, but it's certainly a possibility, which is amazing to say. Johnny is in Torres Cove, Newfoundland. Is that right?
That is correct. That
All
is
right.
Correct.
I've never heard beautiful of that year. Particular cove.
It's a beautiful cove, I have to say. So Mike, thanks for taking my call. I'm really glad that there's someone that I can talk to, because as a Toronto sports fan that's temporarily in Newfoundland, I'm just not used to this caliber of performance from a sports team, and it's very unsettling. I mean,
I'm sorry that you're so out of sorts.
They are so good. I mean, I've always had to try to find a silver lining in every season. And this season, it's like, they're so strong. It's right now. This team is so different than it was in April. And they're so strong in so many areas. It's just, I can't complain. I mean, what could someone call to complain about?
Why would you?
I don't know. It's just such an enjoyable time. Like, I'm out here on the East Coast. I'm staying up late. And it's just like, I can't believe how everything is flicked all at once. Pitching, defense. I mean, the things that we would find issue. Now we have too much. Who would have thought we would ever be debating about having too much starting pitching, that we have to, like, sit somebody who's actually pretty good? It's so weird. It's so weird.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it, and I hope that that you manage to keep it together over the course of the next couple months. It sounds like you're right on the verge there. This is a good thing. And remember that. It's not specific to the last caller, but I'm always amazed when people say, I can't find anything to complain about, because it kind of makes me think, well, you're looking for things to complain about. You want to find something to complain about? No. But that's what Toronto sports have been the last 20 years, for the most part, with a couple of exceptions from the Leafs in like 1999 and 2000. Don't quit looking for things to complain about. Enjoy the fact that this team is on an incredible run right now. 21-4 over the last 25 games. They only need to go 19-17 the rest of the way to wind up with 90 wins. And imagine the people I'll have to talk down off the ledge if the Blue Jays only go 19-17 the rest of the way. Andrew's in Ajax. Hey, Andrew. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong line. Sorry, Mason in Woodbridge.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mason.
Hey, Mike. First time on the show. Pleasure
Welcome.
To be here. First, I'd like to say just a big thank you to the Toronto Blue Jays organization. I mean, I came to this country in 89 as an immigrant, and the Toronto Blue Jays were probably the first thing that made me feel Canadian and super happy to be here and pick up a bat, take a ball, hit the field, take some take a few balls out there and then watch them win when I get home. So a huge thank you to the Toronto Blue Jays organization. My question is, Burley and Estrada have been extremely successful with Navarro catching behind them, but I've noticed the last two starts they've switched over to Martin. Any particular reason other than he'll have to catch him in the playoffs most likely?
Well, I think the reason is that Russ Martin is the number one catcher on this team. And I don't know that Burley, I mean, Burley was caught by Navarro a lot early on in the season. I don't know if he was his personal catcher, but that seemed to be Russ Martin's day off. I don't know how often Martin has caught Estrada. It certainly wasn't Martin catching three guys and Navarro catching two. And I'm looking at it here. Martin's caught Estrada 14 times and Navarro's caught him 12 times. And yeah, Estrada has been a lot better with Martin behind the with Navarro behind the plate. 130 points in OPS against better. But I don't really buy that stuff. I think that a lot of the time, unless you've got a terrible game caller who's your primary catcher or a terrible defensive catcher as your number one guy, I don't really want to cast aspersions on anybody. I don't think that's fair. But, you know, let's say that you've got Mike Piazza as your number one catcher and David Ross as your number two. If Ross is catching guys and they're way better with him, then, yeah, I'll put a lot of that on the catcher because Piazza wasn't an especially good receiver, wasn't an especially good thrower, wasn't the best game caller, all that stuff. He was in for his offense. But Russ Martin is a great defensive catcher, and he does everything behind the plate really, really well. So I don't think that I would suggest that Estrada and Burley were doing well because Russ Martin was catching, or because Deonner Navarro was catching them and not Russ Martin. I think there's a lot of things, especially in a small sample size over the course of a season, where sometimes you're facing a better team when the other guy's catching. Sometimes you have your off day when the other guy's catching. That sort of thing. So, I don't think it has anything to do with getting anybody ready for the playoffs or anything like that. I think it's just a coincidence, honestly. And look, Russ Martin's going to probably catch every game in the playoffs. So, everybody better be comfortable throwing to him. And I can't imagine for a second that there are guys who are not comfortable throwing to Russ Martin. Blue Jays beat the Rangers 12-4. They've won 21 out of 25. And they're two games up on the Yankees in the AL East. Now, Andrew and Ajax. Sorry about that, Andrew.
Hey, no problem. How's it going?
All right, go ahead.
I just wanted to basically praise the Blue Jays. They're doing amazing. Josh Donaldson, what do you think, MVP or no?
I think there's still 5 weeks left in the season, but he's certainly the front runner right now.
Anyways, honestly, I just wanted to give a big shout out to the Blue Jays. And what do you think about Stroman replacing Hutchinson? And BJ's.
I think we got to wait and see. I mean, it's really easy to get really excited about the potential of having Marcus Stroman in this rotation. And you know, I talked about it like 10 minutes ago. If Marcus Stroman is healthy, if he gets through the rehab outings and he's ready to go, they're going to plug him in and see what he's got.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I think we're going to see him in the rotation. And, yeah, Drew Hutchison is the guy whose spot he would take, clearly, unless something happens over the course of the next couple of weeks. And something certainly could happen over the course of the next couple of weeks. The Blue Jays have been remarkably lucky with their starting pitcher health this year, with the exceptions of Stroman and Aaron Sanchez going on the DL. But Dickey, Burley, Estrada have survived intact start to finish, Hutchison as well. And we'll see. We'll see. We got time for one or two more calls. Mike and Barry. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good evening, Mike. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Go ahead.
Pretty excited about another big win there. Hey, you're a numbers guy, and you know, I think you've talked about it a couple times this year, but it's finally nice to see the win-loss record catch up with the run differential. Just a quick question for you, maybe on run differential. What's the major league record, or give or take?
I have no idea.
When's the last time you've seen a team, though, with this big of a gap at this point in the season? And is there any?
I don't know. I mean, people really didn't start paying attention to run differential very much in the last until the last few years. So I got to say, I have no historical reference for that at all.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
All right. It is pretty incredible, though, what the Blue Jays have managed to do, the gap that they have on everybody else. They have scored, I think right now, 99. Their run differential is 99 runs better than the next best team in the major leagues, which is crazy. Crazy. Do we have time for one more caller? I don't think we have time for one more caller. Love to sneak in one more caller, but I don't think we have time. We're up against the clock. So my apologies. Thanks to all those of you who called, and apologies to all those of you to whom we could not get. We may Jays Talk It Up again tomorrow, but it'll be brief if there is one. If not, Friday night when the Blue Jays come home after this long road trip on which they are currently 6-1. We had set up for tomorrow afternoon's finale. The Jays will have their brooms out again. They beat the Rangers 12-4 today. It's the Honda Post Game on the Sportsnet Radio Network.